Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that a Czech contribution to the EU debt crisis scheme will likely be far lower than expected. The Czech government has agreed that a referendum on joining the EU fiscal pact will be held either separately or together with a referendum on entering the Eurozone. And a woman who was attacked by a group of Romanis on New Year's Day in the North Bohemian town of Varnsdorf has died in hospital. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Wednesday that the Czech Central Bank would most likely not channel 3.5 million euro, about 90 billion Czech crowns, through the International Monetary Fund as part of a European Union scheme aimed at fighting the debt crisis in the Eurozone. EU leaders had requested that Prague commit that amount at a summit last month. The Czech contribution, which is in effect a loan, will be very significantly lower since the majority of the government are opposed to contributing the sum requested, the Prime Minister told reporters. The actual amount the Czech Republic is willing to contribute will be announced by the Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek in a week from now. At a last-ditch summit in Brussels in December, EU leaders drafted a plan under which European central banks would channel a total of 150 billion euros through the IMF in exchange for fresh pledges of fiscal probity from European governments. The Czech government has agreed that a referendum should be held on the Czech Republic's possible participation in a new European Union treaty aimed at tightening budgetary controls in the Eurozone. The Civic Democrats, who lead the government, on Wednesday pushed the policy through in conjunction with Public Affairs, the smallest party in the coalition. Top 09 deputies were opposed to the idea. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said a referendum on signing up to the pact could be linked to a second referendum on adopting the common European currency. He also said the cabinet would need the authorization of the president before it could negotiate or sign the treaty. President Václav Klaus has been critical of the pact and has said he will refuse to put his signature to it. A woman who was attacked by a group of Romanis on New Year's Day in the North Bohemian town of Varnsdorf has died in hospital. Police said on Wednesday that an autopsy will shed light on whether she died as a result of injuries suffered at the hands of her attackers. Two of them have been charged with assault and battery. Police believe that one of the suspects may have had racial motives. Some 200 people gathered in Varnsdorf on Sunday to express their support for the woman and her family, who were with her when the attack happened. Crime and racial tensions have been escalating in the town since last year. A month after the death of former Czech President Václav Havel, an elementary school in the central Bohemian town of Poděbrady has been renamed after the late president. In a public ceremony, the school's new name was unveiled on Wednesday. Václav Havel had studied in Poděbrady and lived nearby the school that now carries his name. It is the first school in the country to be named after Mr. Havel, who died on December 18, 2011, at the age of 75. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Midweek, the weather will be cloudy with some sunny periods. Daytime temperatures should range between -3 and +3 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.